Holiness of Shmitas, Sif Bei, page Kuf Hei. Kol Kli, Afilu Hu Gadol, Kovet Harbe, anything which is a Keli, which means it has a utilitarian usage, and even though it's large, and it's very heavy, and therefore it's not going to be moved, it doesn't make a difference. Lo Nisbatel, Shem Kli Nimeno, does not lose its status of a Kli due to that. Lo Mivnei Gadloi, not because of its size or its weight. Okay.
What's your name? You say Shintes?
Shinches.
Oh, hi.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Mishabrusa Kotl Ches, the Kobet Harbe. Who had in Evan Gadolo, the Kobet Gadolo, Mish, Taurus, Cleo, the help. So if you would have a large stone or a large beam, if you had made it into a Kli, how is that? They've been designated for the purpose of using them, so we'll see later on. The process of how to take a stone, which is muksa, or pieces of wood, which are muksa, and make them non-muksa. But if you did that, so we say that the fact that it's large or heavy doesn't change anything. Once you truly designated it, it works. So they've been designated for usage. So even though they're heavy and large, sure, the Talton, you're allowed to move them. Ubekli, mutar filo in a rogal Talton of Masachal. The Kli, we're saying it's mutter, even though the person in general does not move it around, it's because of its weight or its size. In general, it's left stationary. We don't argue that by the fact that its weight is such that it's hard to move, so he basically takes it out, the idea of tilt out of his thought process, and he has no intent to move it, and that would make it muksa.
But he's saying we don't become low on me then.
We don't say that, right? Menira, now, the Mimosakol, who Zoyer Lohaniya Mimikaima, Kadesh Lotiposed, but his Kalkal, however, if you don't move it because, due to its weight and size, if you move it, it might damage it. So then already he's mocked with Dafka to leave it in place. So this is going to be a case, not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because it's primary, but the argument is not so much different.
I'm sorry, where is the Shulchan Aruch Rav?
Shulchan Aruch Rav says that we have to say the muksam achas lasaron kis. So he says something is valuable. It's delicate. It's valuable. You don't want to move it, etc. Okay, so why is it muksa? Let's go through the process. So I have this extremely expensive kiddush cup. Zorin kiss? But it's not muksa machas zorin kiss. I use it for kiddush. Well, it's valuable. So the value alone doesn't make something muksa. So what does he mean muksa machas zorin kiss? So he says, we're talking about something which the primary usage is something which I can't do. It's klishma not to list. Other usages I will not do because it's valuable and delicate. So male, it's muksa. Because even though a klishma not to list are normally, according to Shimon, I keep in mind my other potential usages, not by a delicate shkita knife. I won't use it to chop wood. It's going to damage the knife. I can't use it for shkita. Right? But if I have a very expensive chef's knife, which I use in my kitchen, I won't use it for anything else but chopping vegetables. Even though it's a sorting his, but no, it's not. I can chop a vegetable with it on Shabbos. So he's saying over here, the point is that the primary usage is the issue over here is tiltal. In regards to tiltal, the primary usage is bedafka, not tiltal. And other uses I won't do because it might get damaged. So it's back to the same idea. As much as the primary usage is such that it creates, as it were, a non-usage. Because I won't be metalted for the primary usage. And other usages, I will not be metalted because of the delicacy of the item.
How is that? Delicacy. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's approach. I'm sorry, was that different?
He says specifically... Tzvi, I've asked you multiple times, please don't do that. I find it difficult to focus when you do that. It breaks my thought process. So I'm going to ask you again, please don't do that. Thank you. So I have to start with that the primary usage is problematic, and the secondary usage is I will not do because of the hakpada of the value. But if the primary usage is something which is heter, so where's the muksa? So here's something which the primary usage is not a problem. It's just it's very heavy. It's a very heavy item, right? I have this extraordinarily heavy couch, right? It takes like 17 people to move it. But it's not muksa, I'm allowed to sit on it. Right, so it's a chasar kiss because you're not going to move it. So he's saying a new din that it's chasar kiss in regards to tiltal. I'm makbe not to metaltal it. So again, because the primary usage has nothing to do with tiltal. I'm not going to vis-a-vis tiltal. The primary usage is musuluk from tiltal. I don't need the metaltal to sit on it. And I will not use it for anything else. I will not move it in that sense. That's what he's saying. That makes it the equivalent of a chasar kiss. So this is where I taught you the Chazanish comes along and says, so similar, if I take a picture, I put it up on the wall, and I'm not going to dafka leave it on the wall, not move it, even though it's not because it's a value, I don't want to move it, I dafka want it there. So I'm creating now a concept, if there's a person creates a general adasa, I'm misalik my adasa, any idea of moving this thing, that's the equivalent of a muksa.
But isn't that against the very heavy
clay?
Aren't they also
masalik
my das
from moving that? But he's saying, if stam a masalik das,
right.
So that's not muksa.
So,
but if I'm makba bedavka not to move it, if I'm makba bedavka not to move it, that makes it muksa.
The picture on the wall where I'm not makba not to move it, I don't move it.
Why would I move it?
I'm not makba not to move it.
Right. So Chazanish takes this idea a step further.
Yeah,
right. Correct.
So
I told you, Mr. Barak is on
Chazanish. He's a
You see the thought process where the Chazanish is coming from. That's all. There's a form of muksa which is created not because Bat said it's not usable, it's because I'm not going to use it. Even though it's something which takes larger many people to move it, it's still not muksa. Just the fact that it's heavy alone doesn't make it muksa. Fine. Gimel, kli shemalato le'isr. So, okay, it's something which its primary usage is something which is prohibited on Shabbos. Mutar l'taltal, you're allowed to move it. Now, I'm skipping the parentheses for a second. You're allowed to move it. Bein l'tzarech kufay, whether because you have a usage of the item itself, you're going to use the item. K'gan kurnish shel zahavim anapachim l'tzayvay agayzim. I have the hammer which my goldsmith or my blacksmith, I want to take the hammer and use it to as a nutcracker. Kardam alakta bedvela, or I want to take an axe and cut. They would have these big cakes of pressed figs. They became very hard. So you want to cut a piece off with the axe. So that's called amusing of the tzara kufay. Can't use it to cut down a tree on Shabbos. That's its primary usage, but that's a klisha malakta liyasa. But I can use it for other purposes. So I'm moving the hammer is on a chair, and I need the chair. So I want to move the hammer to be able to use the chair. So either of those makes it permitted to be moved. Let's say I want to move it for no purpose at all, or I want to move it to protect the item itself. That's awesome. So if I left my hammer outside and it's about to rain, and I know that the rain will get into the wood of the handle and damage the handle, and so I can't move it. I can't move the muksa to protect the muksa itself. Okay.
Or even to put something over it.
You could put something over it.
Called my hammer itself.
No, correct. See, good. Now, let's go back to the parentheses which we skipped. Now, he says, but that which you're saying, Kvisha Malata Liyasr, has this status, you're allowed to move it, But if during Ben Hashemoshes, when Muktzah starts, Muktzah starts at the beginning of Shabbos, which we know exactly when it is, but during the Ben Hashemoshes period, it was more than just Klisha Malat L'Isser, it was being used for Isser. In the Ishtamash L'Isser Ben Hashemoshes, Kerner Shehudlak, Ein Le'abasim Reshain Tes. So over here, it's not just, I have a candlestick is used to hold candles, which is part of the Isser lighting a fire, etc. Actually, there's a Rikiveger over there brings a Rashba, I think it is. Rikiveger brings somebody that candlesticks are not a Klisha Malat L'Isser because they don't do anything. They just sit there. But the assumption most places are not like that, that a candlestick is called Klisha Malat L'Isser because its primary purpose is to hold the Nair, which is involved by lighting the Nair, etc. So if I have a candle, but I didn't light that Shabbos. It's sitting in my brake front. I want to take it out and use it as a paperweight because it's very windy. My paper shouldn't fly away, so I can do that. Unless it's very valuable, then it's sorry, kids. Right? But if I lit a nair in it, so right now it's being used for Isser Ben Hashemoshes, even though the nair went out afterwards, it remains muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. That's a full muktzah. That's what he said. That's what he's sending us back to before the Reish Ayin Tes. That becomes a full muktzah. That's also even the Sarach Gufay or the Sarach Mekayim.
So it becomes. I mean, it was a basis, but it becomes like it was a muktzah machmas gufay, or
it becomes equivalent to machmas gufay because you're since Ben Hashemoshes, you're not able to do anything with it, mm-hmm. but dafka not anything because mm-hmm. you can't be metaltal in the Ben Hashemoshes because of the potential change to that. Mm-hmm. So your max of daita from Ben Hashemoshes Lagamri. The logic behind this, you got a Rishim Mishita, we have the Rishim. Rishim Mishita is that a person, even though the primary usage is something which I can't do, I never lose the thought in the back of my mind that I might want to use it for something else. So maybe it's not mux. The whole idea of mux is that you totally take your thought away from this item. You totally push it away out of use, the world of usage. So Shema says, no, you don't, because you always keep back in mind, you know, I use a hammer for, I can't use a hammer to bang that, to put nails in, because that's building, I can't build on Shabbos. Yeah, but I might use it for a nutcracker. Am I really thinking about nutcrackers? I don't know, but that's good enough. Karthi Mishim Rebuta says, no, you can't, because the primary usage is something which is Yisr, and you're Masala Das. You don't really plan to do anything
with it. You have to have a specific, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to specifically have it in mind to finish the Shabbos.
Correct. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you start, the Rabbi Nachman Mishita is even weiter. Nachman Mishita is even Klisha Malat L'Heter. You only want to tell it for its primary usage. So I want to take I have a knife, and a regular kitchen knife, so it's not muktzah. I use it to beat my food, etc. I want to use it as a paperweight because my time I can't do it because your hachana is for one specific usage, and then you don't think about anything else. Kazim Yehuda says, no, Klisha Malat L'Heter, you keep in mind all of the different possibilities. But it's Klisha Malat L'Heter, so you basically say, Das. You don't mind using it for something else. You're thinking about it, so it's Masulik for your Das. So you're only making it for the Isser, which is not Muksa, makes it Muksa. Kazim Shimon says, no, you keep all the things in the back of your mind. But Ben Hashemoshes, the law says, I could not do anything else with it. I can't be metaltal at all because of the Isser involved in being metaltal in there, because it potentially causes the change of the flow of the fuel to the flame, and I'm either increasing or decreasing the flame, which means I'm doing a malacha. So I'm not allowed to move it at all. I'm there. I'm maksadaitim and menalagamri. So that belies the full multi regard of Hashem.
Just to understand the complete thought, if the flame goes out,
even though the flame goes out later on, it remains muktzah of the rest of Shabbos. Remains a total muktzah of the rest of Shabbos.
But why?
What?
But why? Does that.
But why? In other words, if it's not lit, you can still use it as a paperweight.
Once something, the defining element of whether something is... The pasuk says that on that the opposite of muktzah is hachana. Muktzah means you're mukhan, it's prepared, it's ready to use. Muktzah means that you put it outside of your thought process. And we're actually uses the word that people had something in their and that they used to store things for long-term usage and that wouldn't really use it. It was called the muktzah. Nadonu Shabbos, that was the name of the thing that they referred to it on Tuesday. The muktzah was where they would store things that they would put away for long periods of time and not use. So the word muktzah just means it's out of your plans. You're pushing it away. Right. Mukha means you're ready. The pasuk says that when is that? V'yam Hashishi. So the definition of what when something is mukher or not is at your mashishi, because also means at the last moment of your mashishi, you better have it mukher or not. And therefore means the last moment of your mashishi, it's not mukher, it's mukher. And that remains such the rest of Shabbos. So the defining element of whether something is mukher or mukher, in general, is banished mashas. So something which is mukhan banish mashas remains so. Now something can become mukhan Shabbos also. Something which is mukhan and it breaks and has no usage at all. So that becomes mukhan because now it'll become mukhan. But that type of mukhan, if all of a sudden the miracle occurs and it goes back together, it's mukhan to use. So in other words, there you don't, that doesn't remain mukhan to the rest because the defining element of the item, beginning Shabbos, was mukhan. Then it became mukhsa. He said, "Oh, Gavald, I can't use this thing for anything." Then, so the Mor gives an example that of when you take grapes and you dry them into raisins. Mm-hmm. During one part of the period, they become inedible. So, if at the beginning of Shabbos it was in that state of being inedible, even though later on in Shabbos it dried out totally and became edible, it remains mukhsa the rest of Shabbos. Let's say a different case. You put it up on the roof and it already dried out totally. So now it is edible at the beginning of Shabbos. Middle of Shabbos, there was a rainstorm and absorbed water, became inedible. Then the sun came out and it became edible again. So that's fine. Because the beginning of Shabbos was edible. But the beginning of Shabbos would be inedible, it remains mukhsa for the rest of Shabbos.
Is the following mukhsa? I can take a hammer and crack open a walnut. But I don't want to do it because I might shatter the walnut. Can I take a nail and put it in the crack in the walnut?
Okay. Now, so that's the parenthesis is saying. At the beginning of Shabbos is a klisim not to listen, but you had totally removed it out of your thought process because you lit the nair, which makes it also for any type of movement at all. So then you've been maxed. You've totally been taken out of your thought process of any type of usage. So then remains mukhsa of the rest of Shabbos. Now go back to the. Okay. Now mutaloy litul misham odicha beisum vakam shiyirtsu. So once you're picking up this klishim, the case where you're picking up the klishim alata li ister, the sarach makaymoi. So I have the hammer sitting on my chair. I need the chair. I should remember to point out, if you have another chair, you shouldn't do this. It's not really a tzarech makarim. I don't really need this chair. If I don't have any other chair available, I have used all my chairs, and I only have one chair left, and the hammer is there, I can pick it up. Once I have it in my hand, I can put it wherever I want. I don't have to drop it as quickly. Mm. Right? Hammer. Now, so to b'chav rabba mechama l'tzel, but if I want to move it from the sun to the shade, which means this type of item, if it sits in the sun, it will get damaged. I want to move it out of the sun into the shade. This type of wood, if it sits into it dries out too much in the sun, the wood will crack and it will damage the handle. So that's I can't do. Klishim lata l'isser, I cannot do that.
And that's really enough for other situations like rain.
Right, correct. Okay. Oh, you're going to somewhere, I'm afraid if I leave it outside it's going to get stolen. That's the loss. Now, which means b'klishim lata l'heter, this is permitted. Chama l'tzel is permitted. I have b'klishim lata l'heter, and I left it outside by mistake. I'm not moving it for Tzarek Shabbos. I'm moving it to protect. It's a klishim, there's an error. There's no problem carrying. And it's a klishim lata l'heter. It's not muksa. I want to bring it inside. It shouldn't get stolen. So fine, you ought to do that. Okay. The issue is not touching, the issue is moving. So if you touch it in such a way that it doesn't move, that's mutter. I have an oven, there's a fire burning in the oven. I can't touch that. Of course I can touch the oven. I am touching it. The oven's made for using for fires. Yeah, but I'm not moving it. So therefore if I have an item sitting on the muksa, I can take it off, even though I might be interfacing with the muksa at that point in time. Because now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that, what about if the item moves when I take it? So now I'm moving the muksa. So that's also mutter. Now, so why is that mutter? So I have my chandelier hanging from the ceiling, and my kid threw his bib on top of the chandelier. So I'm going to go take the bib of the chandelier. Well, when you take the bib, the chandelier is going to talk, right? So I'm going to tell the wuxta. Right? So that's mutter to do. I'm allowed to take the bib off the chandelier, even though I'm making the chandelier move. That's mutter. Now the question is, why is that? Mishabur will talk about. We'll see the Mishabur. Let's just finish up the Ramah, and we'll see Mishabur is.
So Tilsa is more than just moving it to a different spot. You talk about the chandelier shaking. It's literally moving, but it's not.
Well, no, that I don't think that's. I think it's going to be tiltum on that side or something like that, and not your intention.
No, Urban is answering a different question. When I said there's an Isra tiltum muksa, if I move something, I didn't really move it.
Because it made it swing. Back to its position.
Is it a swing back to its position?
Yeah, witness apply even in the situation. I mean, if it wasn't your intent to even something that would not come back to its position. But we'll see, I guess.
No, he's saying another round. I want to know, not this case, why it's a mutter.
In general.
Why a case which is osur? Is it osur to move a mutter thing like this?
Okay.
Maybe not, because I'm not really moving it. So I'm saying it is, right?
Yeah.
So you see that that's cold, even though you didn't really move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his point.
Yeah.
You can blow muksa. Blowing muksa is not a problem. Okay. Its primary usage is something which is also do on Shabbos. Not all, but only roiv is, you know, it's also used other things, but if the primary usage is malato the iser, that's called chumat alisa. So, mashal pat. So, a pat, I cook things in a pat, and I also store things in a pat. Most people usually only store in the pat after they cook. Sometimes they cook without storing. So, you're using it for cooking much more than using it for storing. So, that's called chumat alisa. Let's say I use this pat as a storage thing. I also cook it once in a while. It's chumat alheter. Because the primary usage is leheter. But if something would be roiv malato is liisa, that's called chumat alisa. Okay. Now, nishtamesh. If you would use for iser ben shmoshes, pirish shayimunach Allah ben shmoshes dvar iser. Kibasayim could go in there. Shes hudlak. That's oz bosses ladavar iser. So that remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. Now, what about a guy using a hammer ben shmoshes? Also malacha bekurnis. So when we say it was used for Isser, you might think that means that the common case where the guy was banging in nails, Benish Moshes. Since you use the Isser, it's also the Rosh Hashanah. No, that's not logical. That doesn't change the item. So Bishabura says the Heter Klitzar Kufoy is only if you have no other option. So I have other chairs, I can't use it. If I have a nutcracker, I can't use a hammer. But if I don't have a nutcracker, I can use the hammer. The kima should be yadoi, shil the tzarech kufa emekoma. Once you picked it up for a valid purpose, to use it or to take it out of the spot, reshor the tal talo yoyser, you're allowed to continue to move it further. Now, so the now the Mishnah wants to know: is this a general heter by muksa, or only in this case over here? Anytime you pick a muksa, even if you picked it up a iser, but once you have it, you can do whatever you want with it. Or no, in the case you picked it up a heter over here, klisha malata liiser, you picked up the tarkuba tarmakam, which is a special heter, then you can put it anywhere you want. But if you pick a muksa by mistake, then you have to drop it. So the Mishnah Berura, kasa magen avram. It wasn't he picked it up the circle was Hermakamai. He forgot, he picked up muksa by mistake. Okay. Now, Zat Mishabur of Ayn Bachroidim, Sheikh Ryu, I'm going to come along and say that the Hayat Terra was Shaykh Allah Baklisham Natal Yisr. This is a heter by klisha malato liyisur. Beloy be muksa machmas gufa. Some which is intrinsically muksa, k'ren mo'os, k'vonim, k'yetzeben. There, you pick it up, you say, drop it. They also raise some above. Say, be base kolak al-mogan avrom. Shil de gulihutira elak shahitz kolatal to liberishus. Chemash baran reish beya ayin shah. So now, so we really have three, but we have three shitas over here. We have three possibilities. It's hetter by any type of muksa. No, it's only by klishim lata lisa. But why'd you pick it up? Klishim lata lisa. Did you pick it up with a rishus, or even you picked it up by mistake? Klishim lata lisa. So Magen Rama says klishim lata lisa. Any reason you picked it up, even mistake. Once you have it, it's not really fully muksa, so you can put it down wherever you want. The Gross says no, only you picked it up rishus. Other types of books, everybody agrees you have to drop it. So, like I mentioned to you yesterday, the mila knife is considered muksa. But you picked it up to do the mila on Shabbos, and Decha Shabbos, and it's beheter. Now, what do you have to do with it? You have to drop your Ismail knife afterwards. Right? You're allowed to put it down but you, into a safe place. So we'll discuss it over there. But that's not klishim lata lisa, that's muksa chazar kis. So why is that mutter? So that's... It's interesting, heter over there. The heter over there is because if you tell the moyel to drop the knife, he's not going to do the mila because it's going to damage his knife. So they want, since they want the mitzvah to take place, they're matur soifa mishum tkilasa, the Gemara says. Will be matur after the fact because otherwise we're afraid we're not going to have it to start with.
But that, but what about, you know, somebody picks up something was not mokum mitzvah by mistake. It's delicate.
So there's not, you don't have to filter muksa because of hefzer. There might be some exceptions to that, but in general, that's true. Either b'shem shi'ir alf simchas the filter muksa begufa I feel the tzar dover muksa mutter. The zelenik filter cloud. Okay, so moving muksa with your body is not called moving. That's not what Chazal asked. Chazal did not ask for filter begufa. The Chazish argues, by the way, and says no, filter begufa is called filter.
What would he call not tilt?
It's called tilt. It's tilt minatzah. It's not. There's tilt magufoy. There's tilt minatzah. Tilt minatzah means it's an indirect tilt, but I'm using my hands. So I'm picking up this table, and on the table there's muksa. Mm-hmm. I'm using my hands to move it. That's how people move things with hands. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it directly because I'm not touching the muksa. That's called tilt minatzah according to Mishabur. Right. Use my body. Even I touch the item directly. That's not called tilt minatzah. That's called tilt magufoy. Chazir says no. There's only one thing called tilt minatzah. Why is that important? Because tilta minatzah is only mutter the tzarev tavra mutter. I need the table. Or I need the spot. Right? So I need the spot. That's definitely heter. And there's on it there's some wood. So it's mama, there's no heter but tzarev kufa. Tzarev makarima on wood. So I want to move the table with the wood so I can use the spot. So based on the issue of heter of using the spot alone, I can't move wood. But I'm picking up the table. So it's indirect tilta. The tzarev tavra mutter for the need of the spot.
So you mean the table is not a bus.
So the table isn't a bus. Right? But let's say Kama Shabura tilted Bakufa is mutti even the start of a I can move the muksa for the muksa purposes. So if my item is outside and it's going to rain, I kick it inside with my foot to protect the item. According to Chazish, you can't do that. If he's a munach eza dover muksa aloritz, mutta dachma verdaglam, kadeshal yavel that they have sin. So you would have an eitzah to kick it inside. She shaver. I want to move it inside. It shouldn't get damaged. The sun's going to heat it to the point that it's going to crack. Are you going to show? Should do me the mechamel itzel. So this is similar to. It shouldn't be stolen. Again, there's a damage. I want to protect it from the damage. Mutter. Sorry. Klishim lata lisa is awesome. Why yada any Yehudi? Unless I want to ask a goy to move my klishim lata lisa. I left outside. I left my expensive camera out. Oh, that's not a good example. I left my not so expensive camera outside. Right, so it's not klishim. It's klishim lata lisa. But it's not sorry kiss. Yishem of the shori because that might be mutter. Because that's a shus to shus. Mir la'akam on the rabbanon to save you from a hefsid. Because that's mutter. Right, we had before Amir Lakim on a Drabbanan just to prevent the loss. So the loss is of this item, that's would be mutter.
Well, if it's based on that principle, then why wouldn't that apply to Muchmas, you know, Machmas Gufo or
okay, we'll see. So he's going to say it's a mutter. It's in general, Tiltal Muksa is like a lesser level of an Isha Drabbanan. So therefore, could be Amir Lakim is mutter on that. Since a Yisrael theoretically could do it, begufoy, so I can ask the guy to do it, you know, it's a type of sword or like that. Mm-hmm. Let's say, so I can't move my chamel tzel. If I can find, a real usage, not a game. It's outside. I said, Gemara, it's going to rain. It's going to get damaged. Says, you know what? I'll bring it inside and use it for something. Well, it has to be something which you really use it for. And again, like Mr. said, you have no other option. I need something. I have nothing else available, right? So I said, bring it inside and use it as a paperweight. I mean, there's plenty of paperweights inside your house. I thought it's not a head.
Creative.
Right, you have to come up with this. That's what he says. Fine. I'm covering it over with a kli. And while I'm doing that, then you should not touch it. We're talking about over here, I'm not doing it to serve the muksa, I'm doing it for other, whatever, then there's always some negia. The Mishmur seems all the because it's not going to move even if you're doing the Sartabra Muksa, as long as it doesn't move, it's not a problem to touch it. For example, it's touching the Tanner. It's a portable oven and there's a fire inside, but it's heavy and it sits there until you pick it up. It doesn't go anywhere. As I touch it, it doesn't move. So I want to touch a car. Right? So I want to sit in the car, right? You know, so that's tilt the magufa. Right? I want to touch the car. So if I have a very bad shocks, anytime you touch the car moves. So that's called tilt. I mean, metal to the car. But if the springs of the car are strong, and just touching it doesn't move it, so then there's always some touching according to Mishibur. Even if I'm doing it because like I want to look inside or something, and I need like to shade it a little bit so I see what's inside. So doing the chart over on Muska, according to Mishibur, according to Gro, that's mutter. I think the Havamina I'm not sure that there's a Havamina, or you just think he needs to point it out because there's a mistaken notion out there. You know, touch books. You ever heard that phrase?
Is it like a Gezerah of some sort?
What?
It's not a Gezerah? Part of the Gezerah? You're concerned in certain situations?
So comes a mug of rum and it says
you can't cover it. If you cover it, that's the essence of the Isser.
There is a manor in the Gemara that holds a step weiter than this. He holds that I can't pick up a kli of heter to protect a muksa item. In other words, the issue of tiltal was on a double muk, double rasa.
Right, but that's still a case of tiltal. It extends the tiltal to the var heter when it's the same as the double rasa.
Right, it's a tiltal. Right. So I think the Magen Avraham is understanding. I don't remember the Magen Avraham what his argument is, why he says it.
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem with even covering it with something. Just as long as you
don't. We don't pass it down on the Gemara. He's saying, but in that situation, that Nagia, they did Asher Nagia. To me, metaltal. And in that process, touch the Isser that they didn't allow. Okay. Fine. Now I want to take the dover heter off of the item. It's mutter. I don't feel like it's a dover muksa tolui. By the lekicha as a heter, it's not name. Come on, shori. Zemri can tilt him in atzad. The tar dover al mutter. That would be a classic case. Tilt him in atzad. It's indirect tilt. I'm taking the heter off, and through that the muksa is moving.
Yes.
Not for the. I'm not moving it for the tar of the muksa. I'm moving in the tar of the heter. So that tilt him in atzad, an indirect tilt. The tar dover al mutter, which is mutter.
Did we do yet ches?
we do you there. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Let's hold it here. What time is it? 8:55. She's out. Let's hold it here. Okay.